second slot on Northside today is just coming up on 11:30 a.m. exactly on this very cold Thursday morning. Now, I am delighted to say that with me in the studio is John Redmond from Dublin City PPN. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming into us. It's a,
you're welcome.
It really is nice to be talking to people face to face. We do a lot of our interviews over the phone, so it's nice to be looking at somebody when you're talking to them. John, Dublin City PPN. Tell us, first of all, for the benefit of the listeners, what that entails.
Well, Dublin City PPN is a countrywide initiative to build a network and register of community social inclusion environmental groups to work within the local authority. And it's a new concept. It came from the national network, part of local government reform in 2014. A working group of citizens engagement was set up, led by Social Justice Ireland. Putting people first to form the basis for legislative change. And what that basically means is ordinary people right across the country, whether they're involved in their local GAA club or whatever, have an interest in their community, can get involved in their PPN, whether it's down in Cork, Galway or whatever. In my own case, it's Dublin. Which I was born and bred in Dublin. And it's very important, I think, and the PPN thinks, and government and local authority is thinking on the same, and we're on the same page now at the moment, that far too long people never engaged in decision making, and that's changing now as we speak. As I say, the PPN in Dublin and right across the country is only really coming into fore now. It was set up 2 years ago. I'm involved the last 4 months and I'm on the secretariat. And how that came about was I was just an ordinary Joe Soap working within my community, volunteering in the community. I wouldn't say working, but you know yourself, volunteer gets all kinds of tasks to do. And I'm very involved. And most people in their community are very involved in what they do in their own area. And it led from that when I was put forward from my own residents association group to coming to the various PPN meeting. And I went there nominated, but I had to be voted in by the PPN and the secretariat at the time. Now, the secretariat, at the very beginning, was that only a year people would have to actually either reapply or someone else would come in after a year. That's been extended to 2 years because it's a new concept. People are only getting their head around things and they're changed. So that's not in the running. You have to have at least 2 years now. And someone new can come forward. But every single person within the country is eligible to become part of the local PPN. And it's given people a voice onto the PPN. Subsequently, they can be voted in on their own group. They have to be nominated by their own group as part of the secretariat and pillar groups. What I mean by a pillar group is could be a group of people who's interested in the environment in the likes of Finglas or in Ballyfermot. And they apply to the PPM. I'm interested in the environment. So we link these people up. We've just gone live with our website there just after Christmas. It's going to be launched in April. And all the information is on that. We do have a full-time coordinator who's employed by us. Now, we are funded by the government and the local authority. We just don't have the funds ourselves. But she's employed by us and she does a fantastic job, Nina. She's just after being put into that position there. We had another girl who had that role but has actually moved on to another role within Dublin City Council. I do stress that she's employed by the secretariat, that would be ourselves, to actually look at everything right across the Dublin area and people actually coming to the PPM who want more information. You don't have to be part of a residents association. Just have an interest in your community and to participate in that.
And John, we'll bring it down, we'll say, to specific examples. Can you give us, we'll say, one or two examples of how this has, how somebody from a community has had an idea, approached the PPN, and the way that the interaction worked and what the final result was for that community?
Well, our people, our ordinary people on the ground, I can give you a couple of examples, even in my own case. We had an issue in our own area, you know, that wasn't being addressed. And we contacted the PPN, right? We contacted our local councillors and all that. But it was a stalemate kind of situation. Only a handful of people in the area were interested in the specific thing. I won't go into the details. But we were getting nowhere. So we really had to broaden the horizons, bring more people into it. Now, through the PPM, we have a number of people who's interested in the specific thing that's happening in their area. So it's been addressed. And we have various people, you've probably heard about it yourselves, the SPC, Strategic Policy Committee of Dublin City Council, whether it be housing, the environmental, arts. We have people from the PPN on those SPCs. Not specifically about where I come from, but in general, the Dublin situation. If there's an issue in Dublin that's not being addressed, you can actually change it, the thinking of city council and councillors thinking, by having your own particular person, just like we are speaking over to the table today. That's your voice, and it's not specifically my issue, it's what the PPN stand for. They stand for people who don't have a voice, who feel they are being marginalised. So it's a way of changing the thinking of the people's perception of local government and the way they do things in local government. It's just participation.
Yeah, we'll be very familiar here now with the work of Social Justice Ireland. And
yes.
We have Sinead on a regular basis. But I'm looking here at the press release in relation to this, and I see something here in relation to the Pool Beg planning scheme. There's also something here in relation to fuel poverty and climate action. Now, I'd be very interested, because we actually spoke about this on Tuesday morning about fuel poverty, and again, it's something that I have spoken about with various people from Age Action down to Social Justice Ireland. I mean, fuel poverty. And I suppose it always comes to mind and comes to the forefront, particularly in weather like this when it's very cold.
That's right.
And we think like that fuel poverty, which it does, of course. It affects an awful lot of the elderly people. So we'll take, for example, PPN. How does PPN improve the situation in relation to fuel poverty for somebody up in Darndale or over in Clonshock?
Well, for anyone who's not, doesn't know about the PPN, they can contact the PPN if they have an issue about fuel poverty and express their feelings on it. The PPM, we have a full-time worker, will put that out to our people who are actually involved in the PPM. Like-minded people get their heads together to come up with a solution. And you would have, within the PPM, you'd have a great lobbying power, right, to change decisions by local government, by local authorities, local government, and the likes of the government themselves. It's given back the power to the people on the ground. That doesn't actually, I'm sure, suffice your question of, you know, it's very pie in the sky, but with people power and people on the ground through the PPN, you'd have a platform to come to the table about fuel poverty within the Dublin area and the country area. It's very important that I would be in my own area. I live in Finglas for 42 years. Difficult, like Darndale, Ballymun, working class areas. And a lot of the people don't vote around those areas. Don't particularly, they have a voice, but they don't use their voice. And this is what we're trying to do, bring that engagement in from for people, that they'd have a voice and they're listened to. And we, through the PPN, as I say, we're a volunteer, we're non-political, you know, we do it off our own back, our own time, but we can all see the benefits for people who maybe think or they haven't got the confidence to voice their own opinion or to be ignored by certain political parties, or, you know, that's the way it is. But the thing about this is a government initiative being driven by the people. So the government, local authorities have signed up to this. We're actually having a charter set up now at the moment, and we're working with the group, our own group now. We have a meeting on Monday about this, and we have a charter that everyone will sign up to. Now we're tweaking it at the time, we're changing it, we're making it more accessible for people to sign up to. And if they have any other ideas, whether they should be changing this or changing that, we're open to change it. It's an ongoing thing, but we have to get some kind of cohesion and agreement among all the members, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, because I did an interview there before Christmas, well back, as it could have been maybe September, October, I'm not 100% sure now, with somebody from the Vincent de Paul. They actually trialled, and Finglas was one of the areas that they trialled it in, this fuel card, where you could go in and pay for as little as a fiver a week, yes. And you got your stamp, and you could do it in all the post offices, mm-hmm. and a lot of the shops in the area. And when you had X amount built up, you could then get your fill of oil or half a fill of oil or something like that. Mm. You know, that's a tangible thing. That's something that you can see straight away in, yes. front of you. Do you understand what I mean? That one, John. So what I'm coming at with the PPN, I suppose, is there something like that, something tangible that we can see that the PPN will produce results for people? And you're dead right in what you said, like that you know, a lot of the population in Finglas, I'm not sure if it's a case that they don't vote. I'd say a lot of them used to vote, but I think that they are now
changing.
It's changing rapidly.
Because
I would think that areas like Finglas, Ballymun, Coolock, and you can draw a circle around the city, and they're all on the outside of it. They were ignored for years, and because of the fact that they didn't vote, they were ignored. And it's very similar with the housing crisis. People don't vote, or homeless people don't vote.
That's right.
You know,
that's
so right. If is it a way, I suppose, of making local politicians, be they your local TD or your local councillor, more answerable to the people that voted for them in the first place?
Well, as a former Dublin City Councillor myself, I was 2009, I got elected. But I was coming at it from an area that I was quite, and was in my late 50s when I became a councillor. So I had a lot of that experience on the ground, working with different groups, whether it be Suicide Network, housing, people looking for homes, antisocial behaviour. And I'm not just specifically out there looking about and thinking about my own area. This is a Dublin issue.
But you see, and that's exactly the point, John, because what's common, or what's relevant, should I say, in an area, and I mean, you're the one that brought up Finglas because that's where you reside. But problems there are very few problems, I would suggest, that's actually unique to Finglas.
That's right.
There are very few that are unique to Finglas.
You could actually look across the country, especially the urban bigger cities, Galway, Cork. We're all going through the same issues. Now, things have moved on. And I'm glad to say they have, especially
they totally year. Have, I will 100%. I suppose back you up on that, because I mean, Finglas today, from what it was 20 years ago, it's absolutely unrecognisable. It is unrecognisable as being the same place. I mean,
but just
in every way.
Yes, just to get back to my point, what I was trying to make is, I'm not just there, just waving the flag for the likes of my own area. this is a countrywide problem. I wouldn't say a problem. It's an initiative that people can grab it and look at it. You don't have to, your arm's not being twisted to become part of the PPM. You may have a local group there that are doing fine, but look at what we're doing. Have a voice within it, although you may not sign up for it, but it would be good to have people signing up for it, because this is being backed by your local authority. All local authorities right across the country have signed up to this, so that's good. It's not just Dublin or Cork or the big cities. Every local authority have signed up to this. They were given X amount of a budget for a full-time worker. So where would you get a full-time worker working on behalf of the community and answerable to the community?
And the other side of it, again, I suppose, and I don't want to personalise it, but I suppose it makes it much more understandable, is that if, for argument's sake, and I'm just going back to your scenario again, if you can put in place an initiative that benefits the population or the people of Finglas, is there then the knock-on effect that if there's a PP in here or in Ballyfermot or in Clondalkin or somewhere else that sees what you've achieved, they can go and apply for funding to apply that to their area as well? No,
the one funding that's coming in is for the PPM, right? PPM is a group of people, started by people on the ground, right? They are nominated by their particular area to become part of the PPM secretariat. Then we have pillar groups right down from the top down, right? That can actually put their names forward through the PPM and be voted onto the strategic policy committee changing groups within Dublin City Council. And people may think that this is far-fetched. It's not far-fetched. It's quite simple, actually. You would have a voice in your own area. I'd have a voice in my own area. And like-minded people, as I said, would come together, use their coordinator as a conduit to connect all that in. No area would have more than another. The thing would what would happen would be that maybe other areas who are more knowledgeable about the PPM would actually be more attracted to it. It's quite young. This is only, as I say, I'm only a couple of months in it. It has only been, I'd say, the last year and a half, we're only about to actually launch, as I said, our website. All the information is there. I'll give you...
That's something that I was going to come to, John, was we'd say we have organisations, be it even, community organisations or whatever, or residence associations
exactly.
or whatever.
Exactly.
And they want to be part of the PPN. How do they go about it?
They go about it by... I'll just give you the website number. It's www.dublincityppm.ie. Nina Fardell is our coordinator, and I'll give you her direct number. It's 01-222-3851. As I said, Nina is employed by the PPM Secretariat and the organisation. She is not employed by Dublin City Council.
John, is this a situation where strength of numbers could be very important? That the more people you have, the more clout you'll have.
Well, that's another way of putting it. Our aim is not to have clout and force people into situation, is to sit at a table with our politicians, local politicians, and make the changes that they want to make at the table and be influence change right across the country. Dublin especially, that I'm speaking of.
Well, the point I'm trying to make to you, I suppose, John, is if you have, the more people you have sitting at that table pointing the finger at the politician saying, this is what we want, and don't forget we all vote, and if we don't get it, you won't be getting our votes. That's what I mean by...
I agree with you to a certain extent, but it's not them or us. It's collaborative approach to it. I'm being diplomatic now. But I think with a local authority, especially Dublin City Council, have been very good with this. Our local politicians have been very... They've all signed up to it. The government have signed up to it. So you must remember, in the downturn, people were looking for... And I know I was heavily involved in community development. all the partnerships were told by government, job activation, which is very important. Okay. Now, the foot, I think, has been taken off the pedal regarding community and community development. This is another part of the story, the PPN. But the likes of the local CDPs that have sort of gone their way and been amalgamated into the partnerships, that's rife now at the moment. There's a lot of money being pumped into the partnerships, which is rightly so. And we are actually working through the PPN and the partnership. We just gave a presentation to the Dublin Northwest Area Partnership there last weekend about the PPN. Like yourself, they wanted to know more about it, and they were very surprised of the work. Now, a lot of the work has been done, as I say, we do have a full-time coordinator, but a lot of the work has been done on the ground by volunteers. Non-for-profit, you've heard about that. But as I say, we are so committed. The people that I've got involved with within the Secretariat, they're so committed, strong people, that they're trying, which I know it'll happen. It might take another 2 or 3 years before, when my term is finished. But I wouldn't be walking away. We would have that experience of being on the Secretariat to pass it on down to the people who are coming after us.
And that's a very important point, John. I mean, and you see it all the time. You know, John Redmond finishes on a Friday and somebody else starts on a Monday. Mm. And there's no crossover. Mm. There's no, look, this is how you do this. This is how you do. There's none of that.
No.
So can you ensure that that's going to happen?
If I have anything got to do with it, I've 40-odd years' experience of working in my community as a volunteer. I wouldn't say as a public representative, 5 years. When you consider 40 years and 5 years, it was a great time in my life and I enjoyed it. I was able to get things done more quicker, you know. But I think myself, as time goes on, you'll see more and hear more about the PPN. So thank you.
We sincerely hope so. That was John Redmond from Dublin City PPN. And don't forget, Nina Farrell is the lady there in question, and I would certainly, based on what John has told us this morning, encourage you to contact Nina. You can do that on 222-3851 or www. or, as my colleague Liam Byrne says, wibbly wobbly wonder .dublincitypn.ie. John, thank you so much for coming in to us this morning. Thank you.